the International Labour Organization, or ILO, and Thailand. Thailand is one of the ILO's founding members as of 1919. The ILO frequently delivers reports and studies on Thailand's performance relating to international labour standards. Thailand and the ILO have developed Thailand's first Decent Work Country Programme, DWCP, for the period of 2019-21 to enable Thailand to maintain strong and sustainable economic growth in line with realising social justice and decent work for all. Thailand's focus is prioritised on 1. Promoting an enabling environment for the growth of decent and productive employment by supporting the development of sustainable enterprises in line with international labour standards and decent employment and skills to enhance the employability of men and women. Part of this programme involves the enhancement of social protection systems. 2. Strengthen labour protection, especially for vulnerable workers. This links to treatment of migrant workers and eliminating exploitation, child labour and other unacceptable work practices. The fishing and seafood processing sectors have received particular attention in this area. 3. Strengthen labour market governance in line with international labour standards. This focuses on improving work relations rights and enhanced institutional, legal and tripartite mechanisms. As of November 2018, Thailand had ratified 19 conventions and one protocol relating to international labour standards. 16 are in force, one has been denounced, and one instrument was abrogated. Naturally, as a United Nations institution, the Sustainable Development Goals are key principles relating to labour for the ILO and stakeholders. In particular, Goal 8, which aims to promote inclusive and sustainable economic growth, full and productive employment, and decent work for all. The ILO recognises, in its summary, the ILO and Thailand, available at the ILO website, that Thailand is an upper middle income country, which has made remarkable progress in human development over the last 20 years. However, the ILO does point out that Thailand needs to improve its statutory regime for pensions, social protection, and the labour market will need to adapt to the ageing society and increased life expectancy, resulting in increased dependency ratios. As of May 2020, the ILO has published a country-by-country report on the measures introduced by those countries to address the impact of COVID-19 on the workforce. The summary of measures taken are available on the ILO website by searching the country responses section on COVID-19 and filtering to Thailand. Thailand introduced extensive measures to deal with the crisis, ranging from soft loans, direct financial assistance, withholding tax reductions, and limited measures for SMEs. Further stimulus packages were introduced in different sectors, such as unemployment benefits, training courses for workers, and tax payment deferrals. Although these measures were criticised in practice due to structural weaknesses resulting in inefficient distribution, denial of benefits to those that actually should qualify, and the lack of response from certain institutions to proactively assist workers with issues, the macro policy view is that many measures and strong efforts were taken to address the impact of COVID-19 on workers based on ILO reports. Companies which wish to benchmark Thailand's performance and compliance in relation to international labour standards would benefit greatly from the information and reviews available from the ILO repository.